Blog Talk Radio.
How are we doing today? Oh, this, we got another beautiful day that God have gave us today. And I hope, truly hope, that you was able to get out and enjoy it. This is Robert Riley, and coming to you live, and just to say thank you and lift up the name of Jesus. Saying that while I'm waiting on my that second hour to get out here, I'm going to go ahead on and do a prayer. And I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father. Ooh, we come to thank you. We come to lift your name up. We come to praise you, worship you, thank you, and to love you. We thank you for all the blessings that you have restored on us. We thank you for looking out over the hospitals and the schools. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for looking over our children and our grandchildren and our teachers. We just thank you. We just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Oh, we just want to thank you. And just talk about that daddy hour, you know, that father of all fathers. And
part two,
the love of God.
Part two to that. Hallelujah.
Talk about God love.
Yes.
It's so, so amazing.
Yes.
Out of all we do, he still loves us.
Yes, yes. Yes, he does.
Yes. And all he asks us to do is just come to him. Just come to him.
Yes.
Just believe in him.
Yes.
That's all we need to do is just to
yes.
believe
yes.
in him. You want to do that?
Yes.
And,
yes, indeed. He is so good. He is good all the time. He is good all the time. Hallelujah.
Go ahead on. Take it over.
I'm just agreeing with the goodness of God. Because he is good, and he is good all the time. For there is none like him. We serve a wonderful father. A father that takes care of his children.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We serve an awesome father.
Yes. can't beat him giving.
He definitely can't. I
don't know why we
would
try. Love, money wise, any way you want to put it, you cannot beat him giving.
You really cannot.
You know.
So we need to stop trying.
Don't even try. You know.
Hallelujah. We need to stop trying. Because
yep.
We can't beat him.
All you do is just sit back and enjoy.
That's right. Just enjoy it.
Enjoy.
That's what you do. Just sit back and enjoy. Because, hey. God is in control, whether you know it or not. You might try to act like he ain't in control, but he's in control, listen.
Always
in control. You know.
God always is in control.
Yes, he is. Always,
always.
In control.
Yeah.
You know.
Always a way out of nowhere.
Woo, hallelujah. Yes, it is. You know, yesterday we talked to you. We were talking about God's amazing grace. And
a song to it.
Oh, yes, it is. So today we're going to follow up. Part two. We will talk about God's amazing. You know, he got such amazing attributes. So we got to talk about it, okay? And some of my quotes I got was taken from the track, leaving number 47. But let us go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. And it says that, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, see, we got to bring this to you, because yesterday we were talking about God's amazing love. We were talking about his amazing glory.
Yeah.
So we will recognize his love and his glory. Because he gave us so many things.
Amen.
So we touched on that yesterday. So today, we're going to touch on God's amazing peace, his amazing gift, and his amazing salvation.
Amen.
Because God is love and he is amazing. He is so amazing. And that amazing peace that he gives, it says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you, I did not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. That's in John 14. Verse 27. He gave us peace. He gave us peace. You know, and his peace is so wonderful, and some of us don't recognize it. You know, we don't realize when God has given us peace. Others, they try to, you know, pat themselves on the back because they don't understand true peace. Let God give you peace. He said he left his peace here. You know, he didn't give you the type of peace that the world gives. He gave you the type of peace that's needed with that agape love. Then he went on to give us some amazing gifts. In Romans, now we'll go with Ephesians 2, verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. amazing grace. He saved us from ourselves.
Amen.
He saved us from the wicked one. He redeemed us. He was up on that cross, died for you.
Yes, yes.
It was Jesus that said, "Father, I go." That's amazing love. It's amazing love. Hallelujah. Then, if we go to Romans 8, verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Think about that. If he gave his son, I did use the word if because I want you to think about this. Gave his son as a sacrifice so we could come into the right type of fellowship with him. Then why do people think that God won't be gracious to us? He gave his son. First off, that is gracious. He gave his son knowing his son would be whipped, beat, persecuted. He gave his son. I really can't wrap my mind around that gift of sacrificing your son. Because as a mother, you, the thought of taking your child and laying him out there and just watching them beat your child, watching them beat him so bad and mocking him, he has no strength left. And then you want to make him walk with a tree. And you all know when we are in pain, especially if it's your back hurting and your legs hurt, you don't want to carry nothing. Nothing. You know, our young people, you know, when y'all stump y'all toes and break y'all legs and things, you know you don't want to carry nothing. But think about Jesus carrying that cross. And think about how amazing God gifted because God was watching Paul. What hurt was he himself? He was watching it. Even though he knew it was what happened before it happened, he was still looking at it. Because he sees everything. So think about that. Gift right there, that is the most amazing gift I have ever gotten. No gift that my wonderful husband gives to me can compare to the gift of salvation. No gift that I ever give to my children, to my husband, can compare to the gift anything that people do for us can compare to the gift of our wonderful, majestic Father giving us his only begotten Son to die for us.
Okay,
I know you got something to say. Go ahead,
right
in there.
I was just sitting here trying to think of something to say. Because what's love?
What's that? That's
love.
That's love.
That's love.
That was a songwriter. That's love.
That's
love.
That's love. And this was I was seeing.
Ha! Because he was sinless.
Try to get it right.
I want to get it right. some of them don't even think they need to get it right. I know plenty of them.
Yeah, they don't think they even need to get it right. But, you know.
Gotcha.
The day is coming. But, you know, if you don't get it right, or try to get it right for you, think about your family.
That's right. Come on, Riley.
Just think about your family.
Yeah.
You know, you go out there and you work and go on and put a roof over their head and put food on the table. What about their soul?
Hallelujah. What about their soul?
You know.
Say that. Nothing you do. matters if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
You know, my mom said, Hilla Beans, as Pastor was asking, you know. But you know what? You can take this opportunity right now.
Amen.
Take this opportunity to know Christ for yourself. Take this opportunity to surrender to our Father. This opportunity,
yes, yes,
is so important because Jesus said he would never leave us or forsake us.
Amen.
So, it doesn't matter, man, woman, boy, or girl. It don't matter if you're homosexual, bisexual, straight, heterosexual, transsexual. It don't matter if you're black, blue, white, green, purple, Chinese, Japanese, Indian, Caucasian, it don't matter. What matters is that you give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
Because, see, he wants you. He died for you. So he wants you to come into fellowship with him.
Yes.
He's there at your door knocking. But he's a gentleman. He won't kick it down. He's going to wait for you to answer the door.
Amen.
You have to open the door of your heart and let him in.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
glory, glory.
Jesus, he came for us. And you might be saying, but the things I've done are so awful. He can't love me. But guess what? He saw what you did.
Amen.
He know what you did.
Amen.
He saw you when you were stepping out of the house and mama told you not to.
Amen.
He saw you when you thought you had the lights off and was sneaking that little girl in the window trying to have sex. He saw you.
Amen.
But he's waiting on you to ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
He know you had that baby out of wedlock. But he's waiting on you. You can't hide. He's seen it all. You know, everything. You think you done it in the dark. Oh, no. You did not do it in the dark. No, you did not. You know what? How about this? I got one even better. His eyes is the flashlight.
Hey.
His eyes is the flashlight. They bright. They clear. And so bright and clear, he just sees what you doing, what I'm doing. He can see us all at the same time.
Amen.
How awesome our Jesus is.
Glory. Glory.
But you know what? You have opportunity to repent. To repent because the sins that you committed is against Jesus and God.
Yes. So,
you know, you might have, you know, the even though you committed the sin and you thought it wasn't hurting anyone, it was hurting. It was hurting our God, Jehovah.
Amen.
It was hurting them.
Amen.
Yes, you know, it hurt you in the long run. Baby, no daddy around anymore. You have to go to school, and now you got a baby, and you got to go to school.
Amen.
Guess what? Jesus loves you and the baby.
Hey.
He loves you. And to you, young man, who's been out there sneaking, and you got young ladies pregnant. Step up and be a father.
Yep.
More important than money is the quality time that you spend with your son. That's more important than the money that you pay. See, the money is what the state says you have to pay. But quality time. Training a child upright is what God said you must do. He said, God, it really your children right.
That's right. That's right.
So, say this prayer with us. Backsliders. Backsliders. Oh. God knows what you do. He knows exactly what you did and where you did it. But God says, cast a burden. He is your burden bearer. You can't work it out. Because every time you try to work it out, it gets worse.
Amen.
You can't do it. You got to give it up to Jesus.
He wants it in.
What I tell you? Jesus, come on now. Stop playing, Jesus. This belongs to you. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I suppose they cast that upon him. It don't belong to me no more. I gave it to you, Jesus. Yes, I do. I talk to Jesus like that. I pray. I laugh with Jesus. I cry with Jesus. Jesus is my best friend. And I keep it real with Jesus. Because Jesus already knows.
You can't help me.
You know, Lord, why are you playing? Lord, I know you got jokes. Lord, you told me to behave. So why you keep letting these things come towards me when you know I'm alive? Lord, did I flunk the test again? Did I flunk it again?
Yeah.
Okay, Lord, I gotta do it over. But see, because we all make mistakes. We all fall down. Even as pastors and ministers and evangelists, prophets and prophetess, bishops and apostles, they still make mistakes because they're human. They're human.
We all live in the same world.
In the same world.
No, in the same world.
In the same world.
We have a lot of the same problems.
Yes, we do.
You know,
yes, we do.
A lot of the same problems.
Yes.
And it's all about.
Yes, it is.
You know, and it ain't the best person you can have on your side, Jesus. No.
It's Jesus. Come on now.
That's the best person you
because
can have on
grace
your side.
Because his grace is so amazing.
You know, and buddy took his fork to a buddy, he can't do
that. He tell you how to do something wrong.
That's right. You know.
How to do it wrong and get in more trouble.
Yeah. Talking that talk, and then the next thing you know, you be talking about what time you want me to pick you up tomorrow night or tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to go get in some more mess.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and the people that will tell you the truth. And be straight up with you.
The people that tell you the truth.
You won't go to them.
No. You know what? Because the Bible says that we got itchy ears.
Don't go out there and hang with the same people that's doing the same thing that you're doing.
The
you
Bible
know?
Says we have itchy ears, meaning that we want people to tell us what we want to hear. If they ain't what we want to hear, we don't want to be bothered with it. But hear this. Salvation is here.
Yep.
Salvation is here.
Amen.
You know, we giving it to you straight without a chaser.
Yep.
Salvation is here.
Amen.
You want to do the salvation?
Amen.
Say this prayer with me. Father,
amen.
I thank you for your amazing grace. that your grace can show us anything.
Yes, Lord.
I believe in my heart.
Yes, yes.
That Jesus died for me. I confess it with my mouth.
Shall I?
I ask Jesus. I'm asking you to come into my heart.
Yes. Jesus, please. Glory.
Lead God, direct me.
Yes.
Be my Lord and my Savior, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I accept you right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.